The relentless rise in the number of young people in the European Union without a job was one of the main items on the agenda at the EU summit meeting in Brussels. Nearly a quarter of young people across Europe are currently unemployed, while in Greece and Spain it is more than a half. So how can we tackle growing youth unemployment to ensure we don't lose a generation? One church-sponsored NGO that is seeking to help young people learn the skills needed for earning a living and overcoming poverty is the Cardinal Hume Centre in London. Its chief executive is Cathy Corcoran, who spoke to myself, Susie Hodges.
It is very worrying. You've got at least 1 million young people currently between 16 and 24 who are unemployed, and that's the official statistic, so one doesn't know what's hidden behind that. That's 1 million young people whose chances of reaching their goals, their aspirations in life are already being dashed, if you like. Their hopes are being dashed.
Now, the Cardinal Hume Centre, you help young people, vulnerable young people, families, to learn the skills needed to earn a living and overcome poverty. Tell us how you do it.
Because we provide a very stable environment for somebody who's had an experience of homelessness and therefore family breakdown normally. So first of all, that's what we do. We give a stable framework. We work one-to-one quite intensively with each of the young people. Each of them have a different story. Each of them will have a different set of problems. So we take each as an individual. We talk first, interestingly enough, about aspirations and hopes. Where do you want to be? Where do you want to get to? Okay, then, in order to get there, these are the steps that you and we are going to take together. They face multiple barriers to getting into work, anything from confidence to lack of experience to being angry at what's happened to them, not knowing what it's like to live, the kind of normal life that you have to live if you're in work. So we take that whole set of, as I said, multiple barriers, and we work with the young person to overcome them one by one.
Now, can you very, very briefly share with us one really inspirational story of somebody whose life was really transformed through the help you gave, and that young person is now, in a job and living a fulfilling life?
We have a story of Lucy. She's had a whole history of homelessness. She was thrown out of a family, no job, sleeping on friends' floors, and she was just getting more and more into that depressing down cycle. She came to the centre and started to talk to us about what her issues were. We helped her with those issues. She's now in her second year at university, doing really well. And as she says, I want to work with young people. I want to be a counsellor. I want to be there for those young people when times are hard for them, as they were hard for me. So I intend to work hard. I'm going to make it.
One last question. I mean, if you had any advice to give to the government for tackling youth unemployment, what would it be?
To stop treating people as numbers and start treating them as individual human beings, to allow them more than 10 minutes at the local job centre, and to not introduce a sanctions regime, but to work with people to get them into work, to get them to realise their ambitions. That would be a massive contribution to the whole of society.
And do you agree with some of those, even President Obama, who's urged the EU, for instance, to tackle its rising youth unemployment, saying we're at risk of losing a generation? Are we at that risk?
Yes, and if you combine that with the whole swathe of even more welfare reform cuts that are coming through, it may be more than a generation that we're going to lose. It is an urgent issue that our society needs to tackle responsibly and needs to tackle urgently.